Dateline Basketball Live rolls on. Quick reminder that the Decal Source provides high-quality graphics for businesses and organizations nationwide. To find out how they can help you, visit thedecalsource.com, 336-574-3171. Decal Source, you envision it, and they make it happen. Phoenix back in work on Thursday night, back in Shar Center, as they welcome UNCW into town. And we'll spend some time with Darius Burford here within the hour, but we welcome in the head coach of the Phoenix, in Mike Schrage. Thanks for spending a few moments.
Yeah, thanks, TD. Thanks for working with me tonight so I can catch my son's game a little later.
Understand completely. We'll get into details on the weekend here in just a moment. But just a quick note to kind of put a cap on Thursday night. Boy, I thought the crowd was great. I thought the students were fantastic Thursday night, especially in the second half.
They were. I'm usually oblivious to that during the game. I recognized it. It was fun to watch the game back and kind of see their involvement down there on that end of the court. It looked like a lot of them took advantage of the new alcohol policy in Shar. And I loved it. I hope they're all back and more on Thursday. It was tremendous.
I was putting together some different numbers during the week with the win on Thursday night. Your ball club is now 10-1 when you hold teams under 60, and 16-4 when you hold them under 40% from the floor. You've talked before about those being benchmark numbers. What pleased you about the performance Thursday night and hitting both of those goals?
Yeah, Darius Burford and these guys heard those stats. I appreciate you sharing those with me, TD. You got to keep learning. Defense is what puts you in position to win, allows you to win regardless of how you shoot the ball, and we did not shoot the ball well from three either of those games. And so I was proud. Those are two benchmark numbers for us, under 60, under 40% field goal. So I'm not surprised by those stats.
You mentioned the numbers of shooting the basketball, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. But I thought the progress inside the arc has been really good. I think 30 for 51 in the two games. I know Michael Graham plays a key role in that number, but what's pleased you the most?
Yeah, we've always been a pretty good shooting team since we've been here. We've really wanted to grow from two. And we're making progress. A lot of it's Michael Graham. A lot of it's Darius Burford driving the ball. Hunter McIntosh had some good finishes the other day. We're talking about trying to post more guys. You know, some of our – like our Chuck, you know, who does it some, and some other guys on our roster. I think, you know, we got to – it's been a good thing. It's been a good step for us. We got to manufacture more field goals from two. We're really embracing – you know, what it takes to score around the basket. I think all of the experience we had in the non-conference, the size and length that we saw, you know, we're benefiting from that now. But, yeah, Darius and Michael Graham have been a huge, huge part of that, and I think other guys are going to start contributing more.
I thought each of the looks you got this week from deep were quality looks in terms of being within the system. 17 for 64 is a number that you've referenced already. But how much Saturday in the second half, how much does that Zach Irvin Flurry help him?
Yeah, I thought for the most part we took great threes. That's all we want. We want right threes, great threes. I'd say 90% of them between the two games we'll live with, right? And, yeah, Zach, believe in him. You guys get tired of probably hearing it. He's probably got as green a light from three as anybody on our team. It's certainly a strength of his. And we just tell him to keep shooting, taking the right ones. I think he makes them, too, because you've heard me say this before, everything translates. I thought he really defended at a high level. He was highly detailed and always has been, but I think it was at a different level between the two William and Mary games. And all of a sudden, you hit shots. And that was the reason for the comeback, you know, him hitting some threes and giving us life. And we couldn't take him out because I thought he was really defending and rebounding, but also, you know, obviously the weapon he has shooting the ball.
Opening half of league play is in the books. Phoenix do a really good job defensively throughout the nine games. Six of the nine teams they hold below 43, and eight of the nine they hold below 39% from behind the arc. When you've got the ability to see teams multiple times, and you'll begin that on Thursday night, how important is that practice session in terms of familiarizing yourself and reinforcing the game plan moving forward?
Yeah, it's been nice to kind of get back in our routine. We mentioned that last week, right? You know, with Monday through Wednesday, be able to practice and prep for, especially you have adequate time to prep for the team on Thursday. Second time around, and you got to be on it. You know, we know each other well. You got to be willing to adjust, see what worked and what you could do better that first time. And our guys really embrace the process and the preparation that's involved. And Monday, we dabble in it, but Tuesday, you know, tomorrow is the day we really dedicate ourselves to it. Spend a lot of time with our staff talking how to best prepare these guys. And but conference play is no joke. You know each other so well. And again, I like our conference because I know it's probably going to change here in the future as we keep adding teams. But we have a true round robin, and I like it. I love that about our conference. So you know you're going to see everybody twice, and allows you a chance to respond no matter how things happen the first time. Allows you the chance to respond the second time.
You coined the phrase last week, the beast in the making. Michael Graham has the double-figure streak snapped at 9 straight on Saturday, but the double-figure rebounding streak moves to 4 straight games. Coach, I thought it was indicative of his growth. William and Mary seemed to double-team every time it went inside. How difficult is it to get accustomed to something like that for him?
Yeah, he's catching everybody's attention, right? Yeah. He should. You know, whether you're watching our games, you're just looking at box scores, he should. And, you know, I think we got to take a lot of pride in him posting as deep as possible. It's hard to double and hard to send bodies if you can get a foot in the paint. So we're talking to him about that now, that he's drawing more attention. He may not be able to dribble quite like he has been recently with success into his moves. And I told him during the game, they were going right at him. They were trying to get him out of the game. They were trying to attack him. They knew how valuable he was to Thursday's win. I say, that's a credit to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is going to be really excel your growth. You know, the fact that, you know, these teams are highlighting you now and realizing how essential you are to us. So just excited for his continued growth. But he's definitely drawing more attention now, and rightfully so.
We had a conversation in Newark before the ball game about his ability to stay on the floor. In the last 2 weeks, he's gotten into the spot of 3 personals and 4 personals and worked through it and stayed on the floor. How important is that, not only for him, but also for you?
It's valuable. Yeah, it's valuable. He never played major minutes till recently, you know, whether it be foul trouble and as he grows and conditioning, the whole, you know, now he's hard to take off the floor both ends. He was always so valuable on the defensive end, his rim protection, his ability to, you know, alter shots. Now offensively, just the hub he is for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to take him off the floor, and we're thinking through our team a little bit. Obviously, we lost Torrance for a little bit here, and you know, just he's playing so well, it's hard to take him off the floor, and it's been harder to bring Andrew Junkin back in the mix or Sam Sherry. You know, I thought Sam was really good early in the season. We can't forget about him, so. We got to think about, we've been playing bigger with Chuck at the kind of 4 spot, and we got to get a little creative, just because I think those other guys deserve opportunities too. We may need to play a little bit bigger, but a lot of it's just because Michael Graham's become so valuable, and just really proud of him.
2 different personal helper numbers over the week. Thursday night, Hunter Woods with 6 assists, and then Saturday, our player feature guest in Darius Burford with 8. Boy, how much does it help to have multiple guys that can kind of distribute this basketball?
Yeah, that's our offense, you know, versatility and multiple guys handling and being able to make plays and make reads. And we talked about Hunter Woods. I know first time back on the radio show, his value the other night, his value as a passer. And then Darius Burford, I mean, his ability to score the ball but pass the ball, his instincts, I think just being a guard, really impressive. He's only grown in that department. He's been able to play more point guard this year, which has been a big step for him now and for his future. Excited for that to continue. But, yeah, 8 assists is no joke. Like, I was really proud of him. He scored the ball. He distributed the ball. We didn't score a ton of points, but he had an impact on a lot of those points. So,
20-plus on 5 different occasions now in conference play. By the way, 3 of those have come in the 4 meetings versus William and Mary. A tough start on Saturday, down by 16 to 8 minutes in, but the Phoenix fight back. You win the second half by 7. You have an opportunity within the final 30 seconds. Are there keys in managing the comeback? I know you don't want to be in that spot to start a ball game, but are there keys to managing things, because you got it to 11 just before the halftime break?
Yeah, I mean, sure, chip away at it and stuff, but we just got to be done with those deficits. We have to. And obviously, I think sometimes this year our defense is good, but our offense, you know, we go through these droughts. We got to figure those out together. But we just can't get down like that, TD, anymore. You know, we talked about before. We can't, you know, we always come back, and I'm really proud of our guys' resilience and never quit attitude, but we just can't have those deficits. But if you do get down like that, you just chip away at it. You got to start putting stops together, scoring enough points. And our guys have a lot of pride in it, you know, in those moments, but we've talked a lot about setting the tone both halves and just having to eliminate that going forward.
The second rotation in league play begins on Thursday night. UNCW in town. The Seahawks get Drexel this evening in Trask for a makeup game. They are 8-0 in league play, the only unbeaten. They've won 11 straight on the season. Your ball club played well in Wilmington before falling by 7. Your big picture thoughts on UNCW?
Yeah, impressed. You know, they've done a great job. You know, kind of like Darius Burford's a guy who can go get a bucket for us, right? You know, it's you always want a guy or two like that. They've got several of those guys.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they do. They just play freelance. They open up the floor. They go. They press you. They put a lot of pressure on you. They've done to a lot of teams what they did to us, you know, where they get down and then they take it up a notch. They've done that over and over and over again. So they're playing tonight. I hope they win. Hope we see. They're going to be number one in our conference no matter what. Love to see them undefeated. Nothing against Drexel.
Yeah.
But I love them. I love them coming to our place on Thursday. It's February now, and hopefully have as great a crowd and better that we had last Thursday.
All right. Just a quick note on the crowd. Spring started this afternoon or this morning with classes. That means everybody's back from winter term abroad and winter term everywhere else. They're all back on campus. Boy, let's not get Thursday night. Let's get like early December crowd when it was 3,000 and loud.
Yeah, yeah, please. I mean, Casey Crenshaw doesn't need to hear this, or professors on campus. Come on, the first week of school, like, come on, come on. Darius Burford doesn't need to hear that, but first week, come on. Like, what do you got to do? You know, like, come on. Like always, but this first week, be excited to be back. Use our game as a chance to reconnect with everybody.
Exactly right.
And, it means a lot. Like I just want to focus on student involvement, student attendance. That's in hopefully Burlington as we hopefully have success in future and win. More and more people from the community will come out. But we saw last Thursday, if we can have that or better, or like High Point, it means a lot to our guys. They're working hard and deserving of it.
As always, thank you.
Yep, thanks, TD.